current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now. Their hearts conceal far worse. The past few weeks saw protests in Pakistan to denounce the Draw Muhammad competition that Dutch politician Geert Wilders organised in the Dutch Parliament. Wilders said the contest was, quote, not intended to provoke or insult anyone. According to Wilders, the contest was meant to promote free speech. Referring to these freedoms, he said, we should not accept ideological restrictions to free speech. Freedom of speech is the most important freedom we have. It is our duty to use it wherever and whenever we can. After much public pressure and fear of violence, Wilders cancelled the event. But the hatred harboured against Islam and Muslims still remains and will manifest itself in other ways in the future. The constant and repeated assaults on Islam, Muslims, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam proved this. Wilders said that his goal is to show that you do not meddle with Western freedom, and that he will continue the insults until the Muslims aren't offended by them and will watch silently, just as Christians and Jews accept mockery of their religion. Time and again, Islam and Muslims are in the crosshairs of so-called freedom of speech. But in a majority of Western countries, freedom of speech is a convenient myth, an imaginary ideal wielded selectively to justify their own moral superiority. In reality, slander laws, libel laws, perjury laws, obstruction of justice laws, Holocaust denial laws, and professional and journalistic standards all shatter the notion of unfettered freedom of speech. The recent niqab and burkini bans across Europe further decimate the artificial notion of freedoms. We can see freedom of speech is a guise used to justify vile, offensive, inflammatory insults against Islam and Muslims. Despite the intentional provocation of Muslims, we are told to develop a thick skin. As for the Islamic response, we have an obligation to speak out against any insults against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Islam. We have an obligation to firmly place our tongues against these insults and at the same time avoid these traps of either overreacting with violence or ignoring the situation with silence. As Muslims, we should use our speech to glorify Allah and to call to the truth, to openly discuss and debate and challenge false ideas, contrary to what Wilders and his ilk claim. Islam is open to debate and discussion and critique, but the intentions of those who hide behind free speech are just to insult and mock. Allah states clearly in the Quran, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا بِطَانَةً مِّن دُونِكُمْ لَا يَأْلُونَكُمْ خَبَالًا وَدُّوا مَا عَنِتُّمْ قَدْ بَدَتِ الْبَغْضَاءُ مِنْ أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ قَدْ بَيَّنَّا لَكُمُ الْآيَاتِ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ
O you who believe, take not as friends, helpers, those outside your religion, since they will not fail to do their best to corrupt you. They desire to harm you severely. Hatred has already appeared from their mouths, but what their breasts conceal is far worse. Indeed, we have made plain to you the signs if you understand. Surah Ali Imran, verse 118. The correct response is to defend our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to criticize the secular liberal framework that satisfies itself with insults, denigration, provocation, or mockery of Islam. It is to attack the secular values of freedom, to expose their shallowness, and to highlight their contradictions. It is to present Islam as the only viable solution to the current havoc. Islam alone can guarantee a society where people of all faiths live together peacefully and in harmony. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective. An alternative to the mainstream narrative. Establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.